T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
City Councilman Mark Levine has introduced a new bill aimed at keeping bed bugs out of movie theaters.
Live with us now is WCBS reporter Mike Sugarman. Mike, bed bugs in theaters, really, is that a thing? Is that a problem?
Well, it's something that'll keep you on the edge of your seats, and it's not just the movie I'm talking about. Apparently, yes, once a year, generally, somewhere in New York City, there is an infestation of bed bugs in a movie theater, and Councilmember Levine, as you mentioned, wants theaters to have to prove that they have fumigated and have cleared all of the rigmarole of getting bed bugs out to the city before they can open again the next year.
Now, you mentioned this doesn't happen too often. Has there been an outbreak of bed bugs recently?
Well, about a year ago, there was one at an AMC Times Square, 42nd Street, and they had some problems before, too. But every year, if you go back, and Levine did it, and I Googled it, yes, there are bed bugs every year. They, you know, these seats, they're very cushiony, and it's like your mattress. You know, if you come from your house and you have bed bugs and you sit there for 2 hours and it's in the dark, I don't want to go into too many details. But yeah, they can jump off of your body and into those seats and then jump back onto somebody else's body for the next showing.
Does Councilmember Levine expect any opposition to this legislation?
Well, he hasn't yet. He just introduced it Tuesday. I talked to his office and they said they have not heard. What they told me is that because theaters say they do it once a year, they don't expect a lot of opposition because they do it anyway. This would just sort of codify what is the reality of Hollywood.
All right, Mike, thanks. WCBS's Mike Sugarman, as we all start to feel a little itchy.
Yeah, that's right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.